Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Solomon Sports Ministries. We thank you for tuning in to our Sunday broadcast with Pastor Philip Mosby. As you listen to today's message, may it refresh and revive your spirit and connect you to your purpose. Now introducing Pastor Philip Mosby.
Thank you.
He is the most high God. He unknowable.
Hallelujah, glory.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For that end, praise and worship for us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How about we already on the air? So we just we welcome our listeners, our broadcast listeners to the broadcast tonight. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. What we want to do, though, even while we're on the air, we want to do a quick, I would imagine, just a quick word from the Lord. It's a lot of ringing going on in my little microphone. Amen. Yeah, there we go. Amen, amen. But I'm going to do what I normally do on New Year's is give a prophetic word or give the word that God has given me concerning the year. Amen. And I don't know how to be as brief as I need to be because before the end of the year, I want us to bring in the word. Lenny, if I could have you to come back and adjust my mic for me, and he know he got the gift. And just sitting on it. Amen, amen. When you got the gift and you just sit on it, I think that's going to be the word for the year, amen. Don't sit on the gift. Amen. So, yeah, we actually are this year, and I want you to quickly, if you will, turn your Bibles, and this is as quickly as you can, to Genesis, the 47th division, quickly. I may just have time just to read the scripture. I got a about 2 or 3 hours worth of word is probably going to, I got to do it in about 3 or 4 minutes. Amen? Amen. So as soon as you get to Genesis 47, I want you to come to your feet because we're going to read a verse of scripture together. Turn on the light, too. I want to see everybody. We don't want anybody to be hiding in the dark because I want to see everybody's face when I read this. Why don't you come to your feet, though? Because I want us to read it together. I know this is late. Some of y'all look like y'all halfway with us. So come to your feet. Look alive. Why don't you hug your neighbor's neck? Because some of you look like you don't even like your neighbor. We want to fix it. I don't want to even be rough on the air. But some of y'all look like this ain't, we ain't about to bring in a new year. You look like you're about to tap a whole year. Amen. So Genesis 47, and we're going to read together verse 27. Amen. So I know it when everybody comes to the feet that you've got Genesis 47 and 27. And we're going to read this together. Amen. On my count of three, I want us to read it out loud. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's start over. Let's start over. I don't want people on the air to think we are, I'm 47, 27. Some people are reading 67, 89. 47, 27. We there? All right, on my count of three, I want us to read it together. 1, 2, 3. We're going to read it again, but this time I want you to lock in with your neighbor. That was a great practice, but this time I want you to read it with your neighbor, or I want you to lock in with your neighbor and read it in concert. Amen? 47, 27, Genesis, together. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Why don't you give God a great big hand praise? Take your seat. That was the weakest I've heard Solomon's Porch. I just charge that to the fact that it's the lateness of the hour. Amen. Amen. So what I want to do quickly is as you read that scripture, you realize that there was some discussion in that scripture relative to something that I want to talk about tonight, and that is the fact that the year 2015 represents something for us that's major. Now, out of that, what you should have extracted was 2015 represents for us exponential growth. Amen?
Amen.
How many people know that after change, and we spent the whole year, 2014, dealing with change and the fact that we needed to change. But after change has happened, amen, what God does is bring exponential growth. And I'm going to show you this through scripture, but I wanted you guys to kind of wet your lips with it. You read it kind of weak, but literally, 2015 represents for everybody under the sound of my voice, and that is even over the broadcast, it represents a year of exponential growth. I'm going to show you that God expects you to be in a place of growth. Amen? So the scripture says, and I'm going to say it quickly, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein. They grew and they multiplied exceedingly. Now, to give you a little backdrop, this is, of course, the children of Israel. They were at a place now where God had told Abraham that he was going to give the children of Abraham, or the Israelites, he was going to give them a possessed land. So they were at a place now where they were on their way to getting the possessed land. Of course, there was some work that they had to do, and it's interesting that the Bible says first, in the first part of verse 27, that Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt. Now, Israel, to me, represents God's people, God's place, God's people. And it's at this time that God was asking Israel at this time to go to a place called Egypt and Goshen. But I want to talk about these because I think spiritually they represent something. Israel represents God's people, and they dwelt in the land of Egypt. Now, symbolically, most of us should know it. I don't know if we do, that Egypt represents the world system. It's interesting that Israel, which represents for us tonight, the church, Israel, or God's people, they lived in a land which was this world system called Egypt. Isn't it amazing that God would have his people to live in the world system? Have you ever thought about why God would have his people to live in Egypt or in the world system? You know, I was thinking about that. The Bible talks about that we're to be in the world but not of the world, and how many believers have gotten stuck in the world, and they have become the world. I'm just saying. And it's interesting that it, right here, symbolically what he's saying, Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, dwelt in the world system. And as I think about that, that's kind of like, I had an analogy, but I don't know if I want to talk about that, because some of us deal in the world system, and we do worldly things, but it's not what God would have us to do. Let me just leave it there. I was going to talk about some stuff that probably I shouldn't talk about on the air. But you cannot be in the world and be children of God and not participate. You shouldn't be participating in the world stuff. Amen? So it says, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. Now, Goshen, that name means to draw near. So if we're Israel, listen to me now, and we're dealing in the land that was Egypt or the world system, isn't it amazing that God asked us now to go to the country of Goshen, which means to draw near? How do we stay in this world system and not be of the world system when we have to go to this place called Goshen, which means to draw near to God? You draw near to God in this world system, and I guarantee you, you get to this place that we're talking about called this exponential growth. Amen? And they had possessions therein. I believe once the children of Israel gets to this place where we're drawing near to God in this world system, I believe God does give us possessions. He gives us the things we need, the tools we need to get to the destiny that he's calling us to. Amen? So he's asking us to be in the world, but he's saying don't be of the world, draw near to God. And then he says, and they who were the Israelites had possessions therein. I think God gives you stuff in that place. Amen. I want to come down here and talk to y'all. I think once I get down here, I'm going to spend too much time and run over time, but I feel like I got to get into your stuff. Amen. I need for the scriptures, if you can, to get up on the screen, because I want to talk to you guys from here. The Bible talks about us going from the land of Egypt, the human world system, but going to this place called Goshen, which means to draw near unto God. And then he says there's possessions in that place. Amen. I'm trying to talk about exponential growth and why God's people, we're not getting to the place of growth. If you're not getting to that place, it's probably because you're in Egypt and you done got stuck in your Egypt. And now God is calling you to get to this place called Goshen, which is drawing near to God. And I'm gonna run this till I get this now. Because we've got to get to this place called Goshen where we're drawing near unto God. Amen? And then the Bible says they had possessions. Now, I don't think that these possessions were possessions that were just stuff. Some of us were chasing after, I call them fulfillment decoys. We're chasing after possessions, but these are not the possessions that God wants us to have. The possession God wants us to have are things or tools that we need to get to our place of destiny. How many people know that you need some stuff to get to the place where God is calling you? Sometimes you need money. Come on now. Sometimes you need some other things, but God will give you what you need to get to the place that he's calling you. And then what happened was what I kind of want to talk about relative to this year's theme that we're going to talk about. The Bible says, and they grew and multiplied exceedingly. Well, this is where the theme came up that there should be exponential growth in the children of God. I think that God not only wants us to have exponential growth, but God expects you to have growth in your life. Now, let's talk about growth. I'm going to break this down. I looked up the word growth, and I know most of us know what it means, but let me just go and be elementary, if I can. Growth is the act or process of development. Amen? It's the act or process of me developing. God expects me to be in this place where I am developing. Now, if you went through your 2014 from January to December and there was no development, amen, there was no growth or no multiplication, I think now this becomes your message, because you don't want 2015 to run over you and you not get to the place that God is calling you. You there? So he says, and they grew and multiplied exceedingly. So he's talking about now these people called Israel. Amen? That word grew is the Greek word, or the Hebrew word, I'm sorry, para, P-A-R-A-H. And that word means to bear fruit. So this growing means God wants us to bear fruit or to produce. I like to do something that they do in theology. It's the first law of mention. I'm going to talk about that word grow, because that's our word this year. We're going to have exponential growth. We need to know what this growing is about. Well, the first place you see this word grow is in the earlier part of the book of Genesis. I want you to turn back to Genesis 1 and 28 quickly. And my time is just about up. Come on now. Y'all speed up with me now. 1:28. You there? I heard three people say they were there. Amen. 1:28. It says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And he says, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. What's exciting about this is man was only created. Man did not have life at this time. God had not breathed the breath of life in man. God had just created man. And isn't it interesting, the first thing he said to created man, or the first thing he did to created man, was he blessed them. How did he bless them? Look what he says. He said to them, be fruitful. And that's that word power again, to grow. He wanted them to be in the process of growing, in this process of power, and multiply and replenish the earth. Look how he said he wanted them to grow. He wanted them to grow in the multiplying way. Amen? Multiplied growth. To me, that is exponential growth. To me, if you talk about math, relative to this word multiplication, the word addition is what, you know, most of us would think God would say he wanted us to kind of add and kind of, you know, build by adding. But I like the word multiplication because that's bigger than adding.
Amen.
Multiplication is rapid increase. God expects not for us to, from an addition standpoint, to grow. God wants us to grow in a multiplied way. How about multiplication in terms of math is addition on steroids? You should see yourself from one place to another growing exponentially. It should be multiplication in terms of your growth. Let me tell you what this multiplication does to me, this exponential growth. It takes us out of it. There's no way that I could do, because this kind of growth is like an uncommon, it's supernatural, it's extraordinary. God is expecting me to grow outside of my human ability. That means he's got to get involved in the growth process. When he says that he wants us to be fruitful and multiply, he wasn't interested in your additional growth. He wanted you to grow in a multiplied way. So God is speaking to us now in the year 2015 to get back to what he expects from the believer, and that is exponential growth. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about this year, if you're under the sound of my voice, God is expecting your life this year to have a supernatural, uncommon, radical, he's expecting you to have a supernatural growth, that there'll be development in your life this year. And I'm speaking prophetically over the people in this room that this year will be that year when we experience supernatural growth, that every area of our lives will have supernatural exponential growth. If we had the boldness to change, the next step after change has to be exponential growth. And I'm speaking from biblical. God does not, I'm not just talking to you now. I'm showing you in Scripture, it's the first thing God did to create man. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Now, how bad you sit before God and you just add? Or you, some of, most of us are just subtracting. God's expecting growth in your life. Show me fruit, worthy, worthy of repentance. Show me some exponential growth in your life. And this year, God is demanding that. Amen? So you go back to the original scripture. I got like 4 or 5 minutes left, and then we're going to do a countdown. Amen? Y'all there? So if you go back to Genesis 47 and 27, you're there? And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt. So they were in this world system in the country of Goshen, which represents drawing near to God, and they had possessions therein, and they grew and multiplied exceedingly. Now, what I want to do now is I want to talk about maybe 2 or 3 things. I got like 4 things. But I want to talk about how they multiplied. Now, this story is mostly about this a young man named Joseph. And I'm going to have you to turn your Bibles to Genesis 39 while I'm talking, because I'm going to give you a little bit of histrionics, amen, relative to Genesis. Joseph was this guy. His story is a nice story, because Joseph came from rags and riches, amen? But he came to be probably one of the most powerful men in all of Israel, if you would, really in Egypt. I'm going to show you that. So it's interesting. I'm going to show you some things, but I think what happens in his life, or these first 4 verses that I'm going to share with you, I think they outline the very process God is expecting for us to have, the steps that it's going to take for you to get to this exponential growth. Why was Joseph, how did Joseph come from the place of ordinary, and then he ended up in a place of supernatural, come on now, favor in God? So it says, verse number 1 chapter 39 of Genesis, it says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Amen. The first thing I want you to write down, and these are steps, I believe, in us getting to this exponential growth. The first thing I want you to write down is he was a prisoner of the Lord. Because at this time, they brought him to Egypt as a prisoner, as a slave. Amen? What I loved about this, though, I think there's some process in this. I don't think that you can get the exponential growth until you have made the Lord, you become a prisoner, if you will, of the Lord. You need to become a prisoner. And I'm not talking about because of you're guilty of something. You need to become a prisoner of the Lord in the sense that you are bound to him like a prisoner. Amen? So God is speaking to some of us that we need to become captive to him. Now, if you want to see this exponential growth, he's commanding that you do that. There's a scripture even in Ephesians. I think it's Ephesians 4 and 1 where Paul says he is the prisoner of the Lord. And until we get to that place of being a prisoner, all bets off in terms of you having exponential growth. Some of us, because we got people in this room. Anybody in this room, don't even raise your hand. Just lift your eyelids. Have you been to prison before? I see three or four. I see some folk that are witnesses. It's an interesting thing about being a prisoner. You know, being a prisoner means that there is very limited. Your ability to do things is limited. Isn't it amazing how we become Christian and how we get so free to do everything we're big enough to do? You want me to talk about it? Come on now. Oh. Okay, we drink, smoke, cuss, we chew, and we do everything else we're big enough to do. And it's interesting, you cannot be a prisoner and be in that state where you just free enough. You have to become a prisoner to the Lord. In other words, he becomes the warden. And he's, what he says to us is what we do. And I don't want to make this kind of a thing whereby it's drudgery, but I love being a prisoner to the Lord because he'll take care of me. Exponential growth becomes because of that. I got like 90, 60 seconds left. The next thing I want you to do is go to the next verse. Watch how quick I try to do this. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, the next thing is not only do you have to become a prisoner of the Lord, I think also you got to know you're prosperous, even in the state when you are a prisoner. Now, if I had to list the things that Joseph was, the Bible says in that first sentence, and the Lord was with Joseph. I got a question mark in my Bible. I need for you to put one there, too. Why? Because at this time, Joseph was broke. Listen to me. He was in bondage, and his brothers hated him. But the Bible says the Lord was with him. How many of you, on your way to exponential growth, need to realize that may be your testimony. You may be sitting at a place where you're broke. Hopefully not. You may be in a place of bondage, and you may just be in a place where your brothers hate you. Listen, I always got more message than minutes. It's been a plumpy pleasure for me to serve you. Check us out at
to get plugged in with more powerful messages, DVDs, books, or downloads. Please visit
atlanta.org. Remember until next time.
If you would like to come visit us at Woodbine Planning Services,
no more.
We're located at 2697 Tulsa Road, Decatur, Georgia. And remember, just what Jesus said, go away and sin no more.
Amen. Let's worship God. Amen. I try my best, y'all, to rush through that. I got to work on my time.